Okay, and I'm sorry, it was Michael?
Michael Winship, W-I-N as in Nancy, S-H-I as P as in Peter. Michael Winship, I'm the president of the Writers Guild of America East.
Gotcha. Now, I wanted to ask you, first of all, do you think, you said that this strike, this particular show, is no different from any other. Why is that specifically?
Well, what I said was that this show was no different from any of the other late-night talk shows that have gone back on the air without their writing staffs, in the sense that they are late-night shows that have been forced back on the air by the various companies, in the case of Conan O'Brien and Jay Leno, by NBC and General Electric, and in the case of Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert, Comedy Central and Viacom. We could get these shows back on the air with their writing staffs, which they need and want and desire, and let me say that all these guys have been very supportive of the strikes thus far, and that we are not protesting them as people. They've been great and they've been supportive of the strike, they've been supportive of their writing staffs, but their companies, the big companies, the media conglomerates, the penny-pinching producers, if you will not allow them back on the air because they won't bargain a fair and respectful contract.
Now, do you consider Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert to be hyphenates? So, I mean, are they actually sort of, by going back to work, kind of going against the nature of the strike here? Or?
Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert are both members of the Writers Guild of America. They have both been given copies of the strike rules. They know the kinds of work that they're not allowed to do, and they know that there are penalties that can take place if they, in fact, perform what we consider struck work.
But if The Daily Show were to show sort of a clip in advance, they were to have designed it in advance and have Jon Stewart comment on it, would that constitute an act of writing in your eyes? Or?
If John is spontaneously ad-libbing and responding to a clip that's on the air, we don't consider that struck work.
What would you consider sort of out of the boundaries of what he can do today?
Well, in terms of things that he can and cannot do, one of the things that he could not do is to write a monologue in advance, to go on the air with material that would appear on cue cards or teleprompter.
Yeah, got you. But anything else, pretty much ad-libbing, he's fine then?
Well, the rules are very specific about things that he can and cannot do. He cannot write questions in advance for interviews, for example. He cannot write the monologues, as I said. He cannot write any kind of sketch material for his show.
But let's say that there's a guest who appears who has, like, say, a book or something like that. He's going to have to read it in advance. Does that constitute writing or preparation?
I don't think reading constitutes writing. If he was writing down his questions in advance and so forth, that would constitute struck work. But if he has a guest on the air whose book he has read and he asks questions off the top of his head, that's not struck work.
Okay. Well, thanks, Michael, very much.